Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Yungiz of Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 12th installment of the Halachos of Chametz on Pesach. We were discussing yesterday the concept of even a trace amount of chametz being in a mixture, the entire mixture would be prohibited on Pesach. We discussed some possible reasons for that. Now, what's a really interesting thing to think about is depending on the reason, it could very well impact the extent of time that this law applies. So let me cut to the chase, especially because they told me yesterday I went over the 5-minute limit. So let's get cracking. Is the halacha about trace amounts of chametz that mix in, is it the same if the mixture was known before Pesach? So imagine the following question. You have a person who's preparing that same vat of chicken soup that we spoke about yesterday. Person's preparing chicken soup for the Seder, and it's 2 days before Pesach with their Pesach dishes and everything. They've already kashered their kitchen and so on and so forth. And heaven forbid, a little bit of chametz gets into the soup. I want to be very clear, all these types of things, it's always good to ask a shiloh if it actually happens. But conceptually, if the bit of chametz falls into the soup, if it was 60 times, if the soup was 60 times the chametz and it's 2 days before Pesach, we actually would say, listen, it's nullified. It's 1 in 60, you're okay. And yet, on and you'd be okay to eat it on Pesach. And yet on Pesach, if the same scenario happened on Pesach, we would say you have a problem. And just to cut to the chase, the most basic reason for this is the real halacha for why we're so strict by even a small amount of chametz on Pesach is because of the kares concept, that it's such a severe prohibition that the rabbis were very strict about it. It's so severe to eat chametz on Pesach that if a person eats chametz on Pesach, the chayev kares, so therefore the rabbis were very strict about it. But 2 days before Pesach, you're not chayev kares for eating that thing. And now here's where it gets really interesting. Erev Pesach afternoon, you're not allowed to have chametz in your house Erev Pesach afternoon. You're not allowed to eat chametz Erev Pesach afternoon. You're prohibited from the Torah from eating chametz Erev Pesach afternoon. But if heaven forbid a person were to eat chametz Erev Pesach afternoon, the afternoon immediately preceding the Seder, they'd be in Torah violation, but they wouldn't get kares, because kares is only if a person eats chametz on Pesach. So that means even if this thing were to happen Erev Pesach afternoon, we're not encouraging it, and actually we're not encouraging you to have trace amounts of chametz lying around your house Erev Pesach afternoon anyway. But the bottom line is, if it would come into a mixture, we wouldn't have the same stringency. The most practical reason to discuss this has to do with a certain leniency that we have. I think the most common application of the leniency is lactate. People should certainly discuss things with their rabbi, and some rabbis are more strict about this, and some rabbis are more lenient about this. But many, many poskim, if a person, for medical reasons, cannot drink milk, there is a general allowance to drink lactate on Pesach, even though it seems very possible that there are trace amounts of chametz within lactate. Another example, there are concerns about regular milk on Pesach. Some say it seems to be generally agreed upon at this point that it is preferable to buy milk that's kosher for Pesach. But many, many are lenient, and they say that as long as you buy the milk before Pesach, it's all right. This is, at least according to some, relates to this issue also, that the bottom line is it's very possible there are trace amounts of chametz in the processing of these products. There's no way that the chametz is more than 1 in 60 in the total product. But if you bought the lactate on Pesach, then your introduction to the question is on Pesach already. And there we say that trace amounts of chametz in a mixture is problematic. But if you buy the lactate before Pesach, so then you've had the shaila, so to say, before Pesach, and it's 1 in 60, and therefore it's nullified. So again, it's definitely ask your local halachic authority regarding, let's say, lactate and milk and things like that. But this is the basic rationale. There's a very significant difference for some products if you buy it on Pesach or buy it before Pesach. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.